Central Ohio does not have enough housing to keep up with its projected population growth. A study said we need 14,000 new housing units a year to accommodate 1 million new residents by 2050. But we're only building about 8,000 a year. Part of the problem is regulations on density. Zoning groups don't typically want a lot of apartments and favor single-family homes. WOSU's Adora Namigade reports the Mid-Ohio Regional Planning Commission and City of Columbus are working on a long-term strategy.
Several teams bustle away on site of a 12-building multifamily apartment complex called Austin Place, just west of the hilltop outside the Belt. Someone installs an air conditioner, while another worker sweeps away sawdust. There will be 256 new apartments near I-70 and I-270 when the apartment is done. It will be a mix of one-bedroom and two-bedroom apartments. The project is by Metro Development, which has built more than 10,000 apartments in Central Ohio in the past 15 years. CEO Roland Giller says there's no clear way to meet housing goals at this time, so the strategy formation is necessary.
And typically speaking, the individuals on the zoning boards or the neighborhood groups are not that comfortable with or have a desire to have multifamily housing, specifically apartments within their particular area.
Yet it's the sort of housing that allows the most density.
So when you start with a product type that is not widely desired, and you start from that position as you're going through the process, it makes it very difficult for you to get all the way through the process and jump through all the hurdles that you have to.
That's why the Mid-Ohio Regional Planning Commission, City of Columbus, and other partners are working on a strategy to get more housing in the area. It's still early in the process, so no one knows exactly what the plan will include. Here's MORPC's Jennifer Knoll.
This is our opportunity, right? We're growing pretty quickly. This is really the chance for the region to get in front of some of the challenges that could be sort of unintended consequences of growth.
Giller says as the population is expected to hit 3 million people by 2050, work is booming. But meeting competing demands and desires can prove difficult. Brandon Dean lives across the street from the Austin Place development.
Sometimes it gets noisy. And then sometimes we get a temporary speed bump over here, and it's terrible.
Columbus Director of Economic Development Steve Shoney says if Columbus does not get ahead of the housing curve, it will become a less desirable city.
Housing is something that is becoming more expensive, and it's making us less competitive.
He says the strategy will examine best practices around the country that will help increase density.
More people are preferring to live in more dense environments, and so there's a mismatch between kind of what is desired and what is, if you will, permitted in the very technical sense in terms of what you can get permits to build in various communities around Central Ohio.
Knoll says shifting demographics impact what sort of housing developers should build as well.
Some of that can go back to our baby boomers and our younger adults who might be looking for smaller homes or homes that are single story or require less maintenance.
At the same time.
But there's also a growing preference for neighborhoods themselves that are maybe more walkable, have better access to public transportation, where our homes are maybe a little bit closer to our jobs, our kids' schools, the places we want to go.
MORPC plans to announce project partners in the coming weeks and wrap up the strategy formation by spring 2020. Adora Namigade, WOSU News.